At Boston's Logan Airport, a test of facial recognition system suggests that they are, in the words of a consultant who evaluated them, not ready for prime time. Reporter Hiawatha Bray of the Boston Globe writes about the 90-day test of systems designed to match the picture of a passenger with a database of mugshots. Mr. Bray, what's the problem with facial recognition technology?
Well, it just doesn't seem to be quite good enough yet in terms of whether or not you get either too many positive results or not enough. You have to calibrate the machine the way you calibrate even a metal detector at an airport. They found that when they calibrated it really tightly so that it would recognize people only when they were a very, very, very close match, then it wasn't accurate enough and people could get by who should have been picked up. They have a database of about 200 pictures, including a bunch of Logan Airport employees, so that they expect to get hits from people who they know are in the database, like employees coming to work. But even they would be able to get through if, for example, their head was at the wrong angle as it passed by the camera. So they realized they had to recalibrate to make it a little looser so that the device would detect people a little more easily. The problem was that when they did that, it started flagging everybody, or almost everybody.
Because, as I understand it, there are several dozen points of recognition on the human face, and the question is, how many matches will you require for the facial recognition system to declare a match with a picture in the database?
Well, that's basically the way it works. As it was explained to me, what you basically have is the computer doing a statistical analysis of all the different points, you know, the ears and the eyes and the nose and all that, and coming up with a total sort of average score. And when each picture was put in the database in the first place, there's a score associated with that picture. So the way you calibrate the system is you set it to decide how close to the exact number you want to get. So that if my face in that database were 273, you could say only flag faces that match 273 exactly, or anything in the 200s, and so forth. And the people who did the test said that by the time they had fiddled around with it a little bit, they were finding that when it worked well enough to catch the people it was supposed to catch, it was also catching a lot of people it wasn't supposed to catch.
And the people working the machine would then have to go through all of those pictures to see who it was that it was matching.
That's right, because when it does pick somebody out, what happens is that a picture of the one that they think this person matches appears on a computer screen. In this case, they were getting up to five pictures that would appear on the screen and say, he's one of these five people. So then the worker would have to look at each of the five pictures, compare it to the face of this real person and say, are you this person? Nope. Are you this person? Nope. And so on. You can imagine how long the lines at airports would be if they ever had to do that.
Well, because those are only five pictures popping up from a rather small database that was
That's
collected.
Right. Rick Roth is the guy who did this test for a security firm in Maryland, and as he pointed out, you would have thousands of pictures in the database when this system really was deployed in the real world. So things could get very messy very fast.
Now, the man who owns one of the companies that did one of these systems says, no, it's just a matter of calibrating the thing right. If you calibrate it correctly, you will come up with the match, maybe a couple of false positives, but not this great surplus of pictures to go examine.
Well, that is the claim, and indeed, it's possible that he's right. Even the guy who did the test said, sooner or later, he thinks this technology can be made to work. People at MIT who developed a lot of this facial recognition technology will tell you it's a long way from being perfect. They're working on systems where you would have to use facial recognition plus something else. Facial recognition plus voice, plus fingerprints, plus retinal scan, stuff like that. They really do see a world in which you'd probably have to use two inputs at least to make sure you were getting it right. And that's not quite going to work for this kind of thing.
Mr. Bray, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you very much.
Hiawatha Bray is a reporter for the Boston Globe.